John chapter 15, verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. This is the call to action for the believer, to remember a few things, namely that a servant is not greater than his master. Everything else in this passage is going to show why this is true and why the world responds to Christians in the way that it does, with hatred and disdain and even persecution. So the main emphasis is that we are to remember some things. We are to arm ourselves with some truths about the world and why it responds to us in the way that it does. So arm yourselves. Carry this truth with you as you go, because if you don't remember this, then you'll get broken down, you'll get confused, and you'll remain in anxiety and have a troubled heart. So carry these truths with you. What exactly are those truths that we are supposed to arm ourselves with? Well, here's the first one: to remember that the roots of hatred run deep. We see this first reason, or the first root of hatred, which later intensifies into persecution, and it's because of Jesus. The world hated Jesus first, which is why the world will hate Jesus' disciples. Now, let me give a disclaimer here. If you are rude, arrogant, unloving, non-compassionate, not gracious, or mean, then you don't get to use this verse as a justification as to why people don't like you or love you. It may be that you're just a real jerk, but that's not what Jesus is speaking of. Jesus was not rude, arrogant, unloving, or any of those other things. He was the opposite. And yet, the world hated him. And when you exhibit those same characteristics because you're abiding in Jesus, well, guess what? The world will hate you as well. The world will treat and respond to disciples of Christ just like they treated and responded to Jesus. So we have to be ready to be rejected. When you pray about this today, I want you to remember Condra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And I also want you to remember the Lao LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Laos.